Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 26 for January the 25th of 2020.
Hey,
I'm your host Fraser. I'm joined on my left by Dave, and I'm joined on my right. Sorry, yep, on my left by Dave.
Hello,
and on my right by Neil.
Hello.
If I'm sounding rushed, I think every time I start this, anyway, I'm always like going 100 miles an hour. Yeah, a two-weeker this one. Couldn't record last week. I can't even remember why now at this point. I was out. Yeah. And then we're rushing this one a bit because we weren't able to record last night. So we're recording on Saturday night, and then I just realized I have a load of kids coming over for a sleepover. So in the interests of satisfying the listeners, the three of us have run together and just are throwing an episode together. So...
I assumed you was about to say the three listeners we had.
Three listeners. Yeah, could be. Could be.
That's actually
obviously. Yeah, that's, yeah. Our suffering wives we make listen to in the car. Yeah, good. So everyone well?
Not too shabby.
Yeah, very well.
Good.
January is a long month for being paid.
It's longer if you're not drinking.
Yeah, I mean, we just got past, like, I think somebody asked me last Monday, they said, how was your day or whatever, and they were all talking about it's supposed to be the worst Monday of the year, the third Monday in January.
Yep.
Wait till you get to the fourth Monday in January.
Yeah. I don't know, my January's going okay, actually. I can't complain.
Well, you've complained about the weather, as per usual, this time of year.
You know what? I don't... Yeah, I sent you guys a text. Like, we had a couple of days here where it went down to the minus 15 or 17 or whatever it was, which is cold. And like, I send it.
That's centigrade.
That's centigrade, yeah. And I like to send
that's
the screen.
Real cold.
It is real cold. And I like to send the, you know, I like to make people aware that it's that cold here because that's pretty cold.
Yeah, that's like painfully cold as you walk.
Yeah, we have the freezer at work is minus 18, and I don't spend much more than about 30 seconds in there.
Yeah, but I don't mind it really. To be totally honest, I mean, there were a few days where after a while it was going. We were really cold, like we were feeling it. But I went out last night to take the dog for a walk, and it was raining. Right, I don't care. Well, it doesn't matter. I'll take any temperature, no rain, against any rain. Any day. Like, as soon as it rains, it's a ball ache. Like, and you guys should know that.
Well, to be fair, it did rain for quite a bit for a few weeks, I suppose, but...
A few weeks? See, that's what I'm talking about.
It hasn't rained now again. It hasn't rained again for a little while now, so I can't even remember the last time it rained. But when it did rain, it was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, see, rain here, I don't want to say we don't get a lot of rain. I mean, obviously it rains.
But mainly comes in the form of snow.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to get that. But, like, it just doesn't rain as often. You know what I mean? It's always bloody raining in England. And January and February in England. Just, oh, my God, I don't miss those. That leaving work at 5 and it's cold and damp and drizzly.
You haven't seen any sunlight all day.
Yeah, right. Oh, no, thanks. So I don't miss that. So yeah, but rain's just a ball ache, isn't it?
It's a bit crap, isn't it? It's not really got many redeeming features.
As a dog walker, right? As soon as you like open the door, you see it's raining, like, oh, God. Then you got a wet dog smell.
Yeesh.
Or I have to put the rain jacket on my dog, and then I feel like I've de-manned him, haven't I?
Well, give you the saddle up.
I think he does. I think he looks at me like, why am I going, what are you making me wear this for? I don't think he minds when he's with the missus, right? And he's all, Oh, yeah, okay, I'll dress up like you. But when he's with the men, when he's with the men, he's like, what? We have some shout outs to do. I've got to just find my messages here. Badly prepared. I do apologize.
We'll forgive you.
Yeah, there was one in here. I've lost it. Is it? Did it? I can't even. Oh yeah. Okay. Andy Cox, friend of the show, sent in. Hi all. Couple of longish questions for you. With Billie Eilish doing the next Bond theme. You know what? I know who.
Eilish.
Yeah, I know who Billie. Is it Eilish?
Eilish. Yeah.
You know her that well. You can't even say her name correctly.
The reason I know her, my daughter loves her, so she's been going around talking about Billie Eilish for the last. Like today, she's in the car. She goes, "Dad, do you know who the best singer in the world is?" I'm like, "No." This is Billie Eilish. I can visit it. He says, with Billie Eilish doing the next Bond theme, what's your favorite Bond theme, Bond film, and James Bond? Good question.
Oh,
all right.
Man. How long have we got here?
I'll say here. For example, mine, he says here, for example, mine's Live and Let Die, film and theme. Also, the first Bond film I saw in the cinema in 1973.
Wow.
Hashtag old C, he says. Yeah. And Sean Connery is his favorite. Second, oh, we'll go to the second question in a minute. All right, Dave.
I'm not really into James Bond. I don't know. I like the newer ones, so like Skyfall.
Okay.
I don't like the theme to that.
Live and Let Die. That's a classic song. I don't know who does that though.
That was Wings, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that? I like that song.
What do you call a dog with wings?
No idea.
Linda McCartney.
Oh dear.
Connor is the classic. Whenever, like, even though I haven't seen that many Bond films with Connery in, like, you think
how
of
how can you have
Bond.
Not watched all of the Bond films up until now? Surely it's just something you did when you were a kid. Like, always
you have
on.
To do it, right? Don't you? It's the sort of thing you
it's
have
just
to
always
do.
On ITV every fucking couple of months. They're on.
No, just never did. Just I don't know.
We were really into Bond when we were teenagers.
Yeah, we were, you know. We didn't have quite so much choice of entertainment then.
But I remember really being into Bond, like, you know, like the trivia and all that sort of stuff.
I think the I don't know, it's probably GoldenEye, the most favourite Bond, because I played GoldenEye in the N64, like, religiously. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, oh, I should probably watch that. And I was like, oh, I recognise that bit from the game. yeah, that's my sort of biggest thing with Bond, probably.
Oh God, okay, I don't know.
I'm gonna have to say Connery. I mean, it has to be, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. Everyone says that, doesn't it? Not everyone.
I think it's got to be Connery. I don't think he's the most faithful. Like, I've always thought Tim Dalton was like the most faithful to how Bond should be, but
he did the worst films, though.
Yeah, Connery's just the best. I think for me, my favorite is Diamonds Are Forever.
What song?
Movie song. I don't know.
God, I could be. I'd have to think about this probably to get it right, because I'd probably say something now and go, actually.
It's okay. We're not going to judge you.
No. Well, I liked a lot of them. To be fair, a lot of films.
You want to pick one?
I always remember really liking Moonraker when I was young, because I was like science fiction and stuff, but. Looking back, I don't think it's that good.
Moonraker.
Although it did have Jaws in. Jaws was cool.
I watched Moonraker not long ago. Okay, the thing about Moonraker is it's dreadful, right?
Yeah.
It's absolutely dreadful. But there's one scene in it which made me realize it could possibly be one of the best movies ever made, right? Is when Bond goes out into the countryside shooting with Drax, right?
Yeah.
And then he goes, pull! And as he pulls, he shoots a sniper out of the trees, right? And
everyone. No, he goes, because Drax goes, you missed. And he goes, did I? And he falls out of the tree.
And the thing thing is, they just nonchalantly keep going about their business.
Yeah, he just murdered somebody.
He shot someone over trees. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm actually quite happy with my choice because that is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's fair. But, that's funny.
Music. I don't know. Ones that stick in the head, like Diamonds Are Forever. Now you've said it. All the old Shirley Bassey ones.
Yeah.
Stick in the head a bit, don't they?
Yeah, for sure.
Goldfinger. Christ.
Yep. They're classics.
Yeah. And yeah, Connery was kind of Gil, but I don't know. Ian Fleming liked him, didn't he?
Did he?
As James Bond, yeah. I think he said he was the character as he envisaged him or something.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, can't really argue with the creator.
I mean, Pierce Brosnan's pretty good as well. I think,
I quite like Daniel Craig, to be fair.
Yeah, never really stuck with me, the new ones. I have a habit of, in my old age, just abandoning anything that's new.
not a fan of the new Star Wars, though.
No, the new Star Wars. Actually, I watched some of it. I haven't seen the newest one, but I did rewatch the second one.
The Last Jedi, the one that everyone hates.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it the second time round. You know?
So, I haven't watched it a second time, I don't think.
Anyway, before we go off on a major tangent, Andy, second question, favorite chocolate bar, and do you like it at room temperature or from the fridge?
Oh, man. Right.
Right, Neil. I like the way you have to say Neil, you brace yourself for these questions. It's like
double-decker all the way.
Oh, it's funny you say that. We brought a load of double-deckers back from England for my wife. She's had all the double-deckers out of all of our Christmas stockings. And the only way I could eat a double-decker, and I don't really like them, if I had to eat it, it would be out of the fridge.
Oh, they are rock hard out of the fridge, though.
And you, but like don't you have to eat like the top half first and then the second half after? That's how I used to eat those.
I just have to, just go through it as it goes. After a little bit of everything, otherwise it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to pick, I'll throw you a couple. Over here in North America, a chocolate bar, I'm really Nestle Crunch, I really like. I don't think you guys have that over there.
I think you have that.
It's not really a chocolate bar, but I also really love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
See, we definitely have them, but I've never had one of them.
Oh, they're over there now? They weren't over there when I did.
Yeah, we've had them years.
Well, I've been gone for years, plus more.
There is the tree. A Kit Kat that has no wafer in it as well, though.
Yeah.
When you get one, it's just all chocolate. Doesn't seem to happen.
I had a period last year where I became obsessed with Aeros, and I was like buying them every day.
Oh, they're not good. They're not as good as Whispers.
Oh, Whispers. Whispers.
Oh, man, I've just remembered about minstrels. I love minstrels.
Oh, don't.
I think out of the fridge, a Mars bar, but you've got to have it cut up. You've got to cut it into sections.
Would you really enjoy cutting it up with like a carving fork and knife?
Not
great. Like putting it on
a Mars bar.
I don't know, but like making a proper carving of it, right? If you're going to do it.
Not stick a fork in it.
Get the old or an electric carving knife.
Well, that just sounds like dangerous.
The electric carving knife is so 70s, isn't it?
Yeah. That screams house parties, well, sort of dinner parties with the neighbors or something.
Out of the fridge.
Out
of the fridge with the Mars.
Mars out of the fridge, and then just normally it'll be a boost. Boost bar.
Boost, yeah.
You can't have them out of the fridge. They're rare. No. We're rock hard.
Mm. But the solid amount of caramel, I think, down the middle. Yeah. Very nice.
Fucking Twix. Oh my God. Could be here all night.
Yeah, I know. So, okay. Well, that will do. Oh, we could go. You could. James Bond and chocolate bars.
We should do like a separate show just on chocolate.
So that's great. Thank you, Andy. I don't want to miss anything here. Were there any questions on the Twitters?
I didn't see any.
I didn't see any.
I don't think we had any. I'm just,
was that an email?
That was a direct text. So.
Okay. I was like, well, I thought someone was going to get the first email trophy there.
That was one of the direct texts. I got another direct text from someone who's been missing from missing in action, MIA, Pilch Reed. He says, for the pod, hi guys, British Telecom are chucking the Google Stadia Founders Edition pack as a freebie with their broadband packages.
Has he got access to our show notes?
Why?
Well, that's in the fucking news section, isn't it?
Okay, well, he's just... But we don't have to do it later then, do we?
No, we'll do it now.
Is this the final nail in the coffin? Discuss.
Well, thing is, I looked at this because I've got BT anyway. And it was like, oh, maybe I'll get a free Stadia. And I looked at it. It's obviously for new customers only. And it's very limited to like, well, I think it's the top normal package that everyone probably can get, which is whatever it's called, Halo 2 now. Not the Halo 2, obviously.
Right.
And then the two, they do two fiber to the premises packages, which they're giving it away with. And I'm like, I was like, fiber to the premises? I'm up for some of that. I'll have a look. No, it's not available in your area. It's up to 300 meg or something, which is probably six times more than I'm getting. But yeah, I don't get it here. I was like, I bet this is available in about like London, somewhere area of London or something. And that's about it. I don't know where you can even get these packages. But even the top broadband normal fiber package, I don't think is available everywhere because you have to have a line capable of whatever, 50 plus meg. So I don't know. I think they're going to probably shift a few, but most people go, what the fuck is that? Probably people signing up for BT.
Is it just destined to fail?
Well,
is it a case of its technology? It's interesting tech. It's just, is it really needed?
I don't think anyone's really clamoring for it, are they? That's the thing. But
I mean, the PS4 now has sold more than the PS2.
Yeah, which is a lot.
Is that in your news as well?
No, that's been a while. That's been out. That's been done. That
it's just overtaken the Wii though, apparently as well. That's a lot. The Wii was even more than
PS2. I thought PS2 was number one.
I think the Wii outsold the PS2.
Really? Jesus. Probably still people buying PS2s. Is it just going to come up with loads of stuff about Stadia?
PS2 was on top with 159 million, and the Wii was only 101 million.
Yes, PS2's correct. So what's PS4 then? There's no way PS4 has beat PS2, is it? 159 million. It must have beat the Wii.
I'm not sure where I saw that. So, and I can't see. Oh, PS4 sales smashed past 106 million units.
Yeah.
What if I got that wrong then? Oh, so okay. So it's not as.
It's not sold as many as PS2. So no.
Anyway, it's a lot. So there's a lot of people with games machines out there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to sell it to gamers who have game machines already.
Everyone kind of looks at this from their own point of view, don't they? And is there a market of people, you know, younger people, maybe? Like, most of our kids have probably got Xboxes and PlayStations or whatever. But the ones who are, you know, a bit older, independent young people, as it were, maybe there are. Maybe mostly phone gamers. Maybe they'll get swayed into it through Google. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess
if you've got an Android phone and that's it, that's all you do, you're gaming on an Android phone, potentially. I'm just putting things out there. I'm not saying this is a very realistic scenario. But, you know, maybe that's their way in, to get people from their phones onto their other stuff. But well, we've got a load of other stuff, Google stuff, Chromecasts and all that hoo-ha. We've had all of that stuff.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know.
So if anyone's got enough money to try and make a bit of a thing of it, they have, haven't they, really?
Well, that's it. It's not like they're going to run out of money for the server capacity or anything because they own it all. So they'll just keep it out there. And...
It just doesn't look a very appealing offer when you compare it to what Xbox are offering, particularly. That's out yet.
We need people to tell us because there's definitely people who've got Stadia. I don't know anyone who's using one. Like, I heard about a few guys, like, I think Chinny bought one and friend of the show, Matt, bought one, but I'm not hearing anybody saying, yeah, I'm using it.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast and there's a couple of people on. They both got one of their founder packs and they were slating it the other day, basically.
Oh, right, okay. I mean, like,
they're proper, like, sort of, you know, they're renowned within the industry kind of people sort of thing, rather than just like amateurs like we are.
We are definitely not amateurs in the gaming life.
Sorry, hang on. Are you getting paid?
Yeah, man, I'm getting paid cash money. Did you not get your checks yet?
No. I can't remember what I was saying now. Throw me off there.
Well, they were slating it, Google. They were
It. So they were basically saying, because the part of the founders pack was you get the pro membership, whatever, for 3 months, don't you?
Right.
But part of that pro membership was supposed to be 4K streaming, and it's literally only just coming out. It's been out 3 months. So no one who's had the founders pack has had access to the 4K streaming, which is part of the pro package. And they've all used their 3 months worth.
Funny.
It's a bit crap, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
I think it just, the stuff that they've said it's going to do, when it starts doing all of that stuff, it might actually be all right, but it's not doing half the stuff it's supposed to do yet. So,
I'd like some feedback from people just to hear, but I
yeah, good luck having anyone.
The Venn
diagram of people who listen to this show and own a Google Stadia is probably really not much crossover there.
We have some more intro stuff. Oh, thanks, Pilch, for the question, by the way. Glad to hear you're well. We have some more intro stuff here. Neil, you have a couple of things listed there. A
couple of TV shows I've been watching. I said about Upright a few weeks back. I was watching it on Now TV. My Now TV subscription expired, so I couldn't watch the last two episodes. But I've re-upped at Christmas for 3 months. But I watched the last two. Yeah, I've really enjoyed that. Well, I say enjoy. It was like, it was really sort of moving and at the same time amusing. So I really thought that was a very good show. I think it's coming to Canada on some random channel that I've never heard of. Can't remember what it's called. Something weird.
Okay.
I don't think it's coming to the US. But that was good. And I started watching something called Treadstone. You may have heard of Treadstone if you've watched a certain few movies. Jason Bourne? Not watched the Bourne movies?
No,
I watched the Bourne movies.
So Treadstone was the program that they were all in, like this weird, like the thing that made them these like super soldiers.
Oh, right.
And there's now a TV show on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
It's 10 episodes. I've got watched the first three. I was like, started off a bit. I was like, this is probably going to be really poo, isn't it? But I was like, oh, it's actually like watching a bit of a Jason Bourne film because there's loads of fighting and loads of car chases and all that sort of stuff going on. I was like, it's probably not as good as a movie, but like they're all over the globe. Sort of thing. They're in Paris, in London, and all this. I was like, this is all right so far. It might turn out to be really, really bad by the end of it, but first three episodes. But every time it ends, it's really annoying. It's like, oh, you bastards. Now I need to watch the next one. I wouldn't even say it was a cliffhanger. It's just like, you can't end it there. That's really poo. If it was coming out week by week, I'd be really annoyed, but it's all there available for whenever you're ready. So, yeah. I'll see what it's like when I finish watching it, but it seems all right so far. A lot less cheesy than I thought it was going to be. But I haven't really done anything exciting other than that in the last 2 weeks.
It's okay. You're forgiven.
I did get right pissed last night, though.
You did. You came online with us.
Oh, I missed that. I'm not sure
missing is the right
Were you
word,
gone by but... that point, by the time you came on?
Yeah, I'd gone by about half 11.
Oh, my God, it was hilarious.
I didn't come on till about half 12-ish, I think, looking at when I got a phone call. I had to put it's one of those nights where you look back at the things and like try and piece back where you were at certain times of the night. It's like, but, oh, well, I got a phone call at 10 past midnight, which is when I was going home. So that's what time I got home.
Dave, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Are you turning into a bit of a Trekkie nerd?
Apparently so. I've been smashing through Star Trek Enterprise. Somebody at work basically said, don't worry about the first episode. Continue through it, and it gets a lot better. And it did, actually. I'm about halfway through season two now. And
the one with Scott Bakula?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Beckett.
Yeah. Sam Beckett. Good, actually. I'm enjoying it. Most episodes are sort of, you can take on their own. There's not a huge amount of like overarching storyline. There is a little bit, but I'm just enjoying them. Just putting them. I'm just watching them on the phone when I'm not in front of the TV watching the missus's rubbish.
Yeah.
So yeah. But the one that I really wanted to talk about was Star Trek Picard on Amazon Prime.
That's the new one then, right?
That's the new one, yeah. Watch that today. It's only the first episode. I think they're releasing them weekly.
Yeah, that's a weekly job because I saw it was on there. I was like, oh yeah, I'll get right into that. I was like, oh, there's only one episode. I'm like, I watched about the first 5 minutes. I was like, I can't really watch the rest of this now.
the first episode is really good. It goes down an avenue that you don't expect. I'm not going to spoil it too much if anybody's going to watch it, but I've only seen like one or two trailers for it. I didn't really hear much about it before. As I saw the trailers, oh yeah, I'll watch that. And then if I'm going to watch something, I don't look at for any news or any trailers or anything like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, watch the first one, the episode today, and I'm very excited for the next lot. It's Jean-Luc Picard. He's a very good character. I like him. Yeah. Oh, there you go. And then the rest I've just been... What else have I watched? Virgin River. The missus made me watch that.
Yeah, what's the missus watching? Is what I was interested in when you were saying she was watching some crap.
Yeah. It's kind of like Neighbours in the deep south of America. It's just
what, like Neighbours as in the TV show Neighbours?
As in the TV show. it's just so dramatic and overly dramatic, and it's just like I hate those kind of programs. yeah, good fun. So that's about it, really.
I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure there's something I was supposed to talk about. I did watch the first episode of The Witcher. It was okay. I didn't feel like it.
Watch the rest. Come on.
The first one's not the best one, that's for definite. That was definitely like a sort of an introduction.
All right. I'll try and get back on that. And I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's something else. But anyway, I can't think of what else I watched. There's nothing jumping out at me. So let's...
Have you been off Disney Plus now then?
No, well, I was going to, and then a friend of mine's coming over from the States, and she hasn't seen The Mandalorian, so I'm keeping it on for another month, just so she can watch it when she comes to me.
There was something else that I can't remember. I said it was on there. It sounded like it might be quite interesting, but I can't think what it is now. So yeah, that was a really worthwhile comment.
Yeah, there's some stuff on there. Do you know the funniest thing about Disney Plus is? There's a lot of movies with dogs in it. And my dog really goes mental every time there's a dog on the screen. So every time I want to watch something on Disney Plus, I can't watch that. It's got a dog in it. Can't watch that. It's got a dog in it. It's quite a lot of Disney.
Are they cartoon dogs or real dogs?
My dog has gone mental over cartoon dogs. He went mental over the ghost dog in Luigi's Mansion. And he's gone mental over a Minecraft dog, which doesn't even look like a dog. It's really weird. He just
knows.
It's a
wolf, isn't it? Technically.
I don't know. It just makes me laugh. He wants to murder whatever's on that screen. Let's go on to what we've been playing. We need a jingle, don't we? We should get some jingles. I'm going to start. I'll start. I never start, really. So I'm going to start. Epic Games have been throwing they've threw out lots of free games. Oh, I did try that Horus. Yeah, didn't like it. Did you play it, Neil?
I haven't played it yet, but I will go. It looks this got some cool looking stuff in it, I thought. So.
Okay, well, if you can get through the first hour of when it's just trudging through the introduction, then good luck with that. It beat me into the ground. It beat me into submission.
I won't then.
Believe me, it doesn't. The game does not deliver, as far as I can tell.
The trailer is definitely better than the game then.
Oh, it's awful.
I got quite excited because it had look.
You might find. Look, hey, we're cut from different cloth. You might.
Sort of fake Outrun, fake Space Harrier, fake Afterburner sections in it, and then Horus goes skiing or something.
Yeah, like I didn't get to any.
Is it kind of like Wario you know, that mini game Wario World.
No, it's definitely a full on. It's like it was a massive like download. I was surprised at how big, because it looks like an old sort of 16-bit game, didn't it?
Here's how it starts. It starts off. It's got this. Horace is a character, right? It's this robot or whatever, and it starts off where he's basically narrating the story, and he goes, "I am Horace, and I was created by my master. One day, my master decided that I should wear a hat, and he put the hat on me."
Oh,
the wife didn't like the hat, and the daughter, she wouldn't look at me. Oh my God. By that point, I was like, please just trying to fast forward past this. Like, what button do I use to get past this? There is no button to get past it. You have to sit and listen to it all. You should play it just to.
All right. Okay.
It's awful.
It's got quite good reviews in it.
Oh, man. Like, I got to get to the game. I can't get to the game.
Just put your son in front of the computer and say, tell me when it starts.
He's beyond that now. He's a teenager now. He's not going to put up with that nonsense.
Oh. Does he play any games with any sort of story? Like single player games? Does he play single player games?
No, not really.
I've seriously don't know what's going on in the future. None of the kids playing single player games.
Fortnite, Minecraft.
Multiplayer games.
Yeah, he's been playing a lot of stuff like The Escapists 2. What's that prison building one as well?
Prison Architect.
Yeah, as long as it, any games like that, he's got quite a range there. As long as he can play with his friends, he's all
YouTube
out for it, right?
Games, aren't they?
Yeah.
Games you can watch videos on YouTube about, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe Google are onto something, you know? That's the sort of, that's the what they want, is people watch the video on YouTube. Bang, off you go, play the game on Stadia.
Yeah.
That was the whole hook thing that they want people to do. So who knows? Give it 10 years, maybe it'll work if they stick at it long enough.
Well, I think they're gonna get crushed by Xbox. That's the thing, right? We're back on this subject again, but Xbox is gonna everyone's testing out the Xbox One right now.
You can get it now, can't you?
I can't. I've tried. I don't know how you do it, but I'd like to.
I thought anyone could sign up to it now. Basically.
I've tried and I had no luck.
I thought you had someone in the know, Fraz.
Well, yeah, I don't ask him for everything, though. I'm not really that bothered, to be honest. Pick your battles, right?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the next Halo code. Oh, actually, I don't need it. We've got it in Game Pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. So he's involved. He's involved with the next Doom, so maybe I can tap him for that.
Yeah.
I also played this back on Epic. Ukulele in the Impossible Lair.
Okay.
Yeah, that game can die in a fire. Forget it.
That's,
oh my God. Ukulele. What's wrong with me?
People who did Banjo Kazooie, is it or something?
And this is a platformer. It's not like a 3D go around the world and find stuff. I heard at first that it was that it was really good. And I was like, oh, fantastic. Because the first one was big bag of okay. But yeah, it's really, I mean, it's a platformer. And is it really good? I don't know. Just wasn't really into it. Like, there are better platformers out there, I'm sure. You know.
Do you play platformers these days? Really? Like 2D side-on ones? I suppose the Metroidvanias are the closest thing to that, aren't they?
I would. You know what? There's stuff that actually, speaking of Metroid Samus Returns, I'm dying to play. I need to get a copy of that. I'm thinking of buying a secondhand 3DS XL. Oh, that's what happened to me this week. I became a specky twat. I got glasses.
You haven't got them yet. You haven't got them yet, surely.
Yeah, I went and bought some.
Well, you get them. I can't make them that quick, surely.
I didn't get him to make him. I went to got my prescription, and then I went to the supermarket and bought the cheapy 1.25 lenses for reading. Oh, they're just reading glasses. Wow. So
you haven't got your proper glasses then?
I'm not getting proper glasses. They're going to cost me $300 or $400, where I can just go get cheap ones from the ship.
Have you got your armchair and a not blanket even and your pipe? And
I've got my dog. I could put my feet up on my dog. I've got slippers. I live for my slippers.
Are they tartan?
No, they're moccasin type ones. Anyway, Ukulele in the Impossible Lair. Boy, am I glad I didn't pay coin for that. Next up for my epic ones that I haven't tried, though, I'm going to try that Mutant Year Zero and Ape Out on my to-do list.
Ape Out is definitely good. I started it, but that was when my hard driver went boobar, and so I never went back to it. But that was definitely fun while I played it.
Yeah,
it's quite challenging though. It does get quite hard.
That's all right. We'll try it. Yeah. So that's. Oh, and then should we talk about PUBG? PUBG gets a mention this week. We don't.
It's a rare mention.
Yeah. So they launched season 6. And they gave us a new map and a new season pass. And the new map is extremely small, only 2x2 compared to what's normally 6x6, isn't it? Sorry.
Well, the big map's like massive, way bigger.
Yeah. And it's only 64 players. And I really like it. And I believe you guys
really
like it.
Is it 64 players?
It's only ever 64, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was... 99 still. Okay.
Oh Christ, if it was 100, it'd be absolutely mental.
Yeah, it's...
I like it because there's a lot, although it's a smaller area, like on the main bit, there's loads of underground areas and stuff like that, which is kind of, you don't get that at all on the other maps, do you? You get buildings, but there's with several floors on, which are still on this new map. But yeah, the whole like maze sections underneath the ground that you don't really, because it's new, no one really knows where they're going and all that sort of stuff, so this could have been a lot more, you know. I got a load of kills on it as well, which does help to make it a bit more fun.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's go, the thing is, as soon as you drop, it's go time, right? There's no resting. I find that with, we played some games, well, last night, so for example, last night we played early on in the evening and we won a couple of chicken dinners. We were having a good time, but it was full on. And then we played Erangel later. And then you suddenly realize you've got these huge periods mid-game where you don't do anything.
Mm.
Like you've got time to chat and catch up on things or whatever. It's really different. Yeah, but it's
really good. They've turned the loot right up, haven't they, basically, on the new map. There's just like, because we can land on the original map and just like, I've gone through this entire house and I've found a backpack and a helmet. And there's no guns and this sort of stuff. But now it's just like everywhere you go, there's just stuff. It's like, pick up, quick.
Yeah. Yesterday was good. I think full credit goes to, I'm going to say full credit goes to Matt yesterday because he drives our positioning. He was driving our positioning yesterday, I would say, more than perhaps Dave and I did. You know, we all have a hand in it. But he's quite clever in the way he plays. He was, you know, this is how we'll play the map. And it was successful, right? Because our gunplay's okay, but we're not the strongest gun players in our group. So we have to play to our strengths. And I think we did that yesterday with the circle play.
Hiding.
No, I don't think we were hiding.
Strategically moving.
Yeah, we weren't hiding. I mean, Matt's also a master of hiding.
That's because he just goes around in his pants.
Yeah.
Spoilers for everyone.
So it was really good. But it came to the end of the night and I couldn't, there's no way I could have played that map. I was exhausted. It's full on. But really good.
I prefer it because, I don't know, I play a lot more just traditional multiplayer games, which is like no downtime. It's still just like die, back in, get some, you've already got your guns obviously in a normal game and you just go and try and find people to kill. So I play a lot more of those games still, whereas I don't think you really do you?
No.
You just like multiplayer wise it's basically PUBG.
Yeah.
Right.
And we also, I'll give a shout out to the other guys, Arnie and Stan and whoever, that we also were playing some customs, which has been a good laugh on Erangel because we have the gliders on there now. So we were doing dogfight battles. And the reason I want to say that is because if anybody is listening and they're thinking of dipping their toe into PUBG on the PC, we are doing custom games on Sunday. And that's the perfect opportunity to come and play with us. And if you're looking for people to play with, come and play with us because we're always looking for people. And it's, you know, no pressure.
Yeah, we're not good by any means.
Pardon? What? We enjoy ourselves, right?
We do.
When it's not enjoyable, we're not playing it. So, all right. Anybody else on PUBG? Are we good?
No, I'm good.
Done.
Neil, go on Neil's list. He's always got a laundry list here.
Right. Well, I'm going to do all my Oculus stuff first. So, I played loads of Beat Saber in the last 2 weeks.
Meat Saber. You're not allowed to call it Beat Saber.
Right. I've been beating the Saber for the last 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. It's a good game. I downloaded loads more unofficial songs, like, which are obviously totally could all just disappear overnight, I guess, technically. But that's where the game really shines, is all of the custom stuff, which is not technically officially supported or anything like that. But because the main stuff you get with the game, it's a bit meh, basically. Like, the actual music isn't great, but there's so much stuff out there that people have made. Some of the maps for the actual what you've got to do in Beat Saber are really, really hard. Like, it's like there's like several levels of difficulty. Most of the custom stuff is either hard, expert, or expert plus. Like, the stuff that's on expert plus is just absolutely insane. Someone's done, you know, the mental long one from Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
What's it called? The Dragon Force one. It's ridiculously long, isn't it? It's about 10 minutes or something stupid. And I think it's only on like expert plus, which means I did a song that was 7 minutes long. It's New Order one, Bizarre Love Triangle, which is a really good map. Like, the actions you do is really cool. And I think that was on hard or expert, and there's like over 1,000 things to do. I'm like, on that Dragon Force one, it must be absolutely insane. Like, probably about 3,000 things to do, I would say. And it's probably belting at you extremely rapid. So I don't even know how you can sort of, your brain is quick enough to process some of the stuff. I think you just get into a sort of zone with it, you know, like a bit like when you hit the Tetris zone and you're just banging blocks everywhere in Tetris and it's whipping it down so fast you don't know how you're even doing it. But it gets a bit like that in Beat Saber. And there's other times I just can't even do it. I played it on no fail mode for quite a long time because I was just trying to do some exercise. And if you fail on the expert ones, it's quite easy to fail after about 10 seconds. It's like, oh. You don't really get a lot of exercise if you're constantly failing. But I've now switched it back on because I've got a lot better at it. But it's still, like, the higher levels are really hard. But it's still a very good game. So in a similar vein, I was a bit like, it's all right, but I want to try something a bit new to get myself moving a bit. So I bought a new game called Synth Riders, which is similar to that other game I used to play in terms of you're hitting orbs, basically.
Oh, with your thing. Audio Quest or whatever it was.
Audio something, wasn't it? What was it called? Yeah, whatever it was. That was all right. I still think that other game is older. It's way more basic, but it's definitely better than this because I'm definitely going to request a refund on Synth Riders. I was massively unimpressed. It was like, the music is all a bit rubbish. Although this has got loads of the stuff that's available as customs and Beat Saber is also available as custom mods on this game. But I was just after about playing it a few levels, I was like, it's weird because you're not like swinging your arms like you are when you're hitting things with a stick, as if effectively like you are in Beat Saber. All you're doing is just like putting your hands in the right place. So there's
your hands in the air. You're waving like you just don't care.
Well, I don't know about, you're trying, you're actually caring about hitting them in the right place, really. But so it's not quite like you don't care, but it's just not very good, I think. So. Request, but we'll see how we because you have to, it's similar to Steam. You have to, like, if you're under 2 weeks old and you've paid it for less than 2 hours, you probably get a refund. But we'll see. I'm going to see what happens when I request it. And I downloaded another game. Well, actually, I played a game that I've had for ages and never played called Spark, and that wasn't very good either. It was, I don't know how to describe it. You've got a ball that you have to throw and hit, like, when you played, I was only ever doing the training, so you've got, like, targets to hit, and there'll be obstacles in the way, so you have to, like, bounce it off the floor, off the wall, and it'll hit the target past all the barriers. And as you get, it gets progressively harder through the training. And then once you've done all that, I was like, right, okay, so how do I do this then? So it's only multiplayer. I was like, I'm fucking shit at this. I'm not playing multiplayer. I'm just getting my ass kicked the whole time. So I was like, oh, well. Guess I won't be playing that again. So, another VR game I played, Fisherman's Tale, which is a pretty cool puzzle game where, like, there's a model on the table which is also the room that you're in, and then obviously like it's just this weird puzzle where there's like a small version, the normal size version, and then there's a really big version above you. So you have to like get parts from different bits to solve the puzzles in your the bit that you're actually walking around in. So you can have to like kind of find stuff in the small area that fits in your normal area to like solve a puzzle. It's pretty cool. I ain't finished it, but I'll go back to it. It's an alright puzzle game. It's a bit, it's alright. Then I played another VR game, which is not technically a game, sort of like someone's university project, which is available on for download, and it's called Project Stardust VR. Doesn't really give away what it is. Not sure if the certain people find out what it is, whether it'll be around for download any longer, because it's basically the last phase of the first Star Wars movie where they're all attacking the Death Star. And you first bit you do, you fly around in space near the Death Star in your X-Wing fighter, and loads of TIE fighters come out, and you have to shoot all the TIE fighters and do that for about 5-10 minutes. And then you hit the next phase where you're above the surface of the Death Star, and there's loads of turrets shooting at you, and you have to blow up the turrets. And you do that for so long, and then you get to do the trench run, and you fly through the trench with fuck off great big lasers shooting at you, and then a few TIE fighters come and blow you up.
Isn't that just that original Star Wars arcade game?
It's based on that. It is based on that. But obviously now, it's not wireframe graphics like it was that.
Mm-mm.
It's now all like solid 3D. Quite nice looking, like you're sitting in an X-Wing, and the targeting computer pops out and all that sort of stuff. And in VR, first time I played it, I watched a video of some guy playing it, and he was stood up. So the first time I played it, I put it on and I was stood up, and I was like, that was a one-way ticket to Chundertown. I tell you, I was like, oh my God,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to stop and get off this train because I cannot stand up and play that game in VR. Because you're like whipping it around in all sorts of directions and trying to turn your head to look at things. I was like, this is making me want to chunder big time. So I was like, next time I'm playing it sitting on a chair. Once I sat on the chair, I was actually all right. But getting to grips with the controls was a bit, they're not great, but it's pretty cool. But it's like I say, I can't believe it's going to be around for download forever, because they've basically just ripped all the samples from the whole last thing off the original movie. So you get like all of the Red 5, blah, 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 calling in, blah, and then you get all the squad calling in and all that stuff. And Gold Leader gets blown up and all that shit. It's fucking mental sitting in VR and playing it. But if you can get hold of it, I'd definitely recommend having a go of it before it
disappears. Yeah, I'm trying to look to see if it was on Twitch or I could see it or watch it or something. But it's funny.
It was on Eurogamer, so.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were doing the game of the year for 2019. And one of the guys, he said his game of the year was, what's the one with Vader, VR?
Vader Immortal.
Yeah. He said that was his favorite game of the year.
Yeah. I only played the first episode.
He said it was awesome. Yeah.
It was awesome. But at the same time, there was literally, I don't know, 45 minutes of game, the first one.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think its second and third episode are very similar, like length-wise. So it was pretty cool. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, get on to that Project Stardust VR before it gets wiped out by Disney, because there's no way they're going to allow that to be sitting there.
You can download it now, right?
Exactly. You can get it, and once you've got it, it's not going to be updated, I don't think, anymore, because it was just like some guy's project. And it's really pretty cool. But yeah, I can say, if Disney do get wind of it, they'll be like, yeah, you need to get rid of that, mate. I've got one more game I played in the last 2 weeks. I haven't played it for a little while. I finished. I saw the credits roll in Control, but then I continued to play it after, and I've still got stuff to do. So, I'm not really going to spoil it. I really enjoyed my time with it so far. I will go back. But what I've got left to do is all the hard bosses that I couldn't do before. So, I'll go back enough. Every so often chip away at them, excuse me, and see if I can get them all done. But I picked up loads of new missions at the end of the game. I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, but I really enjoyed that, and think I know some people, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but the combat I found to be really enjoyable, like your abilities and managing your cooldowns, but technically on your gun and your abilities and sort of getting the balance right. Like minions are really quite good fun to shoot and throw stuff at, and then the bosses, there's usually a little a sort of technique basically to each boss which you need to suss out. Don't always just shoot them with your gun, so it's, you know, got a bit of variety, so I've enjoyed that.
All
right. I would recommend it to anybody if you like a third-person action game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think I'll check that out at some point.
You never know. It might come to Game Pass. It was supposed to be, wasn't it? There was a bit of a rumour going around. I think that it was going to come to Game Pass, but I don't know if that's actually happening. They kind of like said, I think Phil Spencer said it, and then they was like, no, it's definitely not happening. It's definitely not happening. We'll see.
Okay. Dave.
Cool. Apart from PUBG, I've only really been playing one other game in the last couple of weeks. A little game called Endless Sky. It's free to play. Yeah, free to play on what's it called? Steam. I think you can actually download it from the creator's website directly as well. Play it standalone. How to explain? It's basically a 2D version of Elite Dangerous. In that it's a top-down view of space, and you can either run a transport or a fighter or a mix of the two. And there's you can go from system to system using jumps, which follow lanes, and you can trade or you can engage in combat or pick missions up. And there's various factions around, so if you go, you know, fair enough, a few jumps one way, you start going into independent colonies, or if you go a few jumps a different way, there's a syndicate, or there's an alien race in a different direction. And there's, it's not as big as Elite Dangerous. I think there's only about 100 different systems in all, and but it's really interesting. It's a lot simpler than Elite Dangerous. It's single player, and which is one of the sort of downsides in that there's regular save points. So if you get blown up, or if you, you know, make a bad decision, or go after someone that you shouldn't have done because they're way higher than you, you just basically reload back to your save. So there's no kind of consequence for death and losing all your stuff. But at the same point, it's quite good because it's a lot easier to sort of get into the bigger ships, because, you know, you start to understand very quickly how to go around and where you shouldn't be or should be with various different bits. And there is a overarching storyline, so that basically every time you jump into a system, one day passes. Every time you land on a planet to do some trade in or go to a spaceport, that's another day. And then so when you come out, it's one more day, jump to another system. And there is it follows a storyline throughout the timeline.
Right.
But you can also do missions to extend, sort of push back some of the story or change the overarching story into a different direction. So if you're helping out like the independent colonies in some of their sort of fighter missions, the main overarching story will be a lot stronger for them, in that they'll be more aggressive. But if you do a lot more trading with them, they'll be economically a lot better. And it's the same for, you know, if you do particular missions for other factions. And, you know, it's really clever, and it's really interesting to watch how you can change, because I've run through it a few times now, and your player could be insignificant or could make a massive difference to the story. And it's really, and it doesn't, it's not a story that
directly sort of influences you. So you're not, you know, you could choose to ignore the story completely and just do what you want.
Right.
Or you can be really into it. And
sorry, did you say that you have started new playthroughs?
Yeah, I've played for it about 4 or 5 times now.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool.
So it's really interesting. It's just quite a nice, easy pick up and play.
How do they monetize it? Because it's free to play, right?
Yeah, they don't.
What?
So is this like a project or something?
It's just one developer. I think he's sort of. I've seen a few things, and they compare it to other games, but I think it's just one person's passion project. And yeah, I'm just trying to have a look.
It's on Steam, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's free. And he's got DLC as well, and that's free too. So I'm just wondering, how does he pay for it?
I think the DLC is like a graphical upgrade, rather than actually anything.
Oh yeah, it says additional high DPI.
I don't know if he's got a donate button on his website or what, but yeah, it is.
Interesting.
Yeah, for free. I've and
watched a video of this.
There has been some people do some videos on it. That he does. I think he updates it quite often. And when there's sort of major updates, a few people put some videos out. Obviously, because it's free and there is a little bit of a following behind it. You can put out some new content if people want to watch it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah. It's got lots of people saying good things about it, and it's free. I'll never play it. I'm tempted, though. Maybe I should try it.
Yeah, the first time I played it, I think I downloaded it probably about 10 o'clock at night. I thought, I'll just have a quick hour on it, about 4 o'clock in the morning. It's like, damn, I've got work. So, but... Yeah, it's, you know, nothing to lose if you do want to pick it up.
Yep, cool.
Yeah, that was Endless Sky. And apart from that, nothing really. Obviously, PUBG, more Switch, Mario Party, Mario Kart. Getting very competitive with Mario Kart with the family now. Although, I have to have all my...
assists off.
All the assists off. Otherwise, they don't play with me if I don't. But no, like I'm surprised my wife actually is into Mario Kart and Mario Party as much as she is. So because she doesn't normally play.
Been playing with your ring lately?
I had a quick go of the ring this afternoon before I jumped on. Yeah, actually the girls were watching. The Masked Singer. Have you guys been watching that?
God, I haven't watched it.
The what?
Sounds horrendous.
Okay, so there's a thing in the UK. I think it's been in America last year, and they're doing another season this year. But in the UK, it's the first one. It's a thing called The Masked Singer, and various Z class celebrities. Actually, there has actually been quite big celebrities. Basically, come on stage and do some singing. And their voice is masked when they're being talked to, but they're in a big costume. So you'd never guess who they are.
You can't see any sign of who it is.
It's quite, I don't know, the girls love it. And I kind of watch it half-assed through doing other things. But
on the DVR, it's all been recorded, obviously.
So they watch out on Saturday night, and I took the Switch out of the dock, put it on the side table, and was doing the Ring Fit adventure on the other side of the room, which I wasn't sure how it was going to work, because I was like, can I really see it?
It's quite a small screen, yeah.
It's quite a small screen, but to be honest, don't really need a big screen for...
Not when you're lying on your back looking at the
screen. No, that's it. Yeah, half the time I couldn't actually see the screen anyway because I'm, you know, doing these exercises. So it wasn't too bad. Obviously, like if part of it is that you're running on the spot and you're shooting things or collecting things around this set path, and if you pull on your apparatus,
You suck items into like coins and basically pickups, or you can shoot things around you. But I couldn't see any of that because the screen's too small.
Mm. Is it just you using it? Isn't
it? Me and the missus. Actually, the missus hurt her back the other day, so she hasn't been playing for the last few days. But yeah, I'm feeling better for it.
Have
so
you lost any weight?
I don't weigh myself, actually. It's one of those things I don't actually weigh myself, but I feel better for myself.
Are you overweight?
No, I don't think so. So I actually just don't weigh myself. I hate the concept of it. But I think my stomach's a bit flatter. So
Neil, your weight, you're a little bit overweight, aren't you, Neil? Let's not beat around the bush. Let's not tiptoe gently around this. You refer to yourself as being a little bit overweight, right?
A little bit more rude about it than that, to be fair. But
you're more rude about it.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm trying to be kind here.
It's definitely not going the right way. Let's put it that way.
Is it going in the wrong direction?
All this VR stuff I've been doing is not. Maybe it's just preventing me from ballooning even more than I would be. So. Yeah, I'm not really going full on into the fitness. I'll mess around on Beat Saber for a few hours a week, but other than that, I'm not really like worrying too much about what I'm putting in my gob. So.
No, if you're let's face it. If you want to lose weight and be fit, you have to go do sport or do something in the way they break you. I mean, there's no ifs or buts, right? You can't get away from it. I work with a guy who's super overweight and he's gone into CrossFit. Like, they are driving him to the point of being sick three or four times a week. He is cut like a steak now, right? So,
is he happy?
Yeah, he's really pleased with it. Super pleased with it. And he's getting laid again, so he's... I weigh myself, but I try to put weight on. I know that's like most people.
What you need to do is just drink loads of beer.
Yeah, snacks are a great way of putting weight on.
Peanuts.
I'm all right. All my weight comes off during the winter, and then it goes back on over the summer.
Aren't you supposed to do it the other way around?
Yeah, well, it's just because I do all the curling, right? So the curling just takes all the weight off and keeps me fit during the winter. And then in the summer, I don't do anything and I put weight back on and get unfit. Mm. No, it's not that I put weight on. It's that I put a gut on. I don't get fat.
I've got a gut. Big time.
Yeah. All right. Gut punchers from. Oh yeah. I gotta say as well, I did an episode of Game Punchers last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so heads up to John and Steve. It was nice to record with those guys again.
Last week,
the week before, or whatever.
What have you about 3 weeks ago by now? To be honest.
Yeah, whatever. So that's on the go again. So that's nice. Steve seems to be pretty keen on keeping the momentum going on it. If you never listened, go ahead. Should we go on to news? Let's wrap it up.
Okay, well, the first one was the most interesting. This is the week that we didn't talk about the news. We did a show, but we didn't talk about the news. So it's a bit old, but I thought it was quite interesting and worth talking about because I've not really heard anyone talk about it. Because it was PlayStation released the figures, sort of their charts for the most downloaded games of 2019.
For digital?
For digital, yeah, the most downloaded. And what I thought was quite interesting about this whole thing was the difference between the US and Europe of what was in the top 20. So obviously in the US, no FIFA. Number two in Europe. Pretty standard, straightforward. But things like, well, there's loads of NBA in the US. Two NBA games in the top five. But GTA 5, number 4 in the US, number 1 in the Europe. Call of Duty, unsurprisingly, number 1 in the US, number 4 in Europe. But what I thought was interesting, God of War is 15th in the US chart. Not even in the top 20. Europe. I was like, no. Yeah, that was like, you know, it's a pretty highly rated game. And it only came out in 2018, I think. But yeah, it's not even in the top 20 for the Europe. And was what it was quite low still, I suppose, 15.
Is but, that maybe though just because that's really going to be a dis? Oh no, I guess oh, there are loads of other things on there. Yeah.
Just okay, that was the big standout for me. It was the big difference, I thought. And actually, Red Dead 2 is not in the top 20 in the US, is it? But it's like number 6 in Europe. I was like, there's a huge difference between what actually they're selling digitally in the two territories, shall we say. So.
Yeah, they like their sports.
They do, but they are like different sports. Like Madden's obviously not in the top 20 in Europe. No. We've got FIFA basically just swapped.
FIFA.
Yeah, we've got UFC 3 as well.
Yeah, it's a bit random. Yeah, it's quite a lot of differences, I think, looking at it. Like, there's a few, like, big, like I say, Red Dead 2, not even in the top 20 in the US. I'm like, what? That was, I'd have thought, if anything, that would be more popular in the US than it was over here, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah, they got, so the two NBAs in the top 5 for the US, they love their basketball over here. They really do. And their baseball, and their football. Yeah. American football.
Don't call it football.
Footy. Armored wank ball.
So, yeah, anyway. Can't go for everything that would be all day, but yeah. Quite interesting, I thought, if you're interested to have a look. Right, next up. Like, we're a bit behind, obviously, because this is sort of came out the week before. But yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn apparently coming to PC later this year.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and so I think it's MLB apparently is coming to PC this year, and possibly even Xbox. I think that was previously a PlayStation exclusive. So I wonder if Sony are kind of opening up their games elsewhere.
Well,
money is good.
I couldn't see something like Horizon Zero Dawn is not going to go to Xbox, is it? Mm. They're not going to first party title like that. No. That's not going to happen. But it's very good for us PC players because it means
Death Stranding. We knew anyway was coming. But yeah, someone in the story they mention specifically Bloodborne. I was like, having played through getting into Dark Souls a little bit earlier last year, and I didn't finish it obviously because I'm not good enough. But I played a bit of Bloodborne at the time, and I was like, going from playing Dark Souls on a PC, being a bit of a snob at 60 frames per second. And then going back to play Bloodborne on the PlayStation at 30 frames, I was like, this is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Looks all right, but I can't play games like that sort of game at that low frame rate. It's just horrible.
Well, you're spoiled now, right?
Exactly. I've been spoiled playing on here. So if that came to PC, that would actually tempt me to go and play that again. Because I might feel like I'm actually in control of what I'm doing and can actually get better at it probably and put some more time into it. But yeah, I wonder if there's anything else coming. Like we've had, like Yakuza was always only PlayStation. That's been out on PC for a while. Well, they've been gradually moving loads more over.
I wonder whether this is a direct
first party game, but yeah, this one is.
You think it's a direct result of Microsoft's push into like PC Game Pass and stuff like that? That Sony has to make some sort of push to grab PC revenue? I mean, why wouldn't they, right? I mean, my question is, why wouldn't they, right? They're making massive amounts of money from their... They're not hurting for putting their stuff out on their console. We've just had a news report saying they're the biggest selling console, mm-hmm. you know. So why not just take those first-party titles? Hey, we can send it over to the people. I mean, maybe we didn't see it from Microsoft before. Sony before, because maybe the first-party titles on the PlayStation were such...
Well, that's their unique selling point.
Convoluted
really?
Garbage, right, on the PlayStation 3. Well, there's loads of PS3 games that you'll never see, right, because they're just so written on that god-awful system that they can't port. They can't port. They literally can't port them. So I mean, if we get a chance to play God of War, I mean, if it could save me from having to go, like, where's Spider-Man? Give me Spider-Man on PC. Yeah. Great, right? We'd sell a bucket load.
Exactly. It's like, the thing is now, I mean, the last generation, save last, the most current generation, is a sort of PC architecture underneath the UI of everything that they've put on there. It's like, you know, when you get your phone is Android, but Samsung have put their own layer on top of it. It's basically the same underneath.
Yeah.
They've all got the same hardware in all these Android phones and that, but, you know. And it's similar with these new the current consoles. They're both very similar at the moment. Yeah. And the next ones are probably going to be even more similar. And they're really close to PC architecture. So is it really that big a deal to like move? Look, I mean, the games are always developed on a PC. And yeah. Especially Xbox ones are usually running on PCs at shows and stuff like that before they get the hardware. So it doesn't seem like that much of a leap to actually just go, well, why don't we just fucking put it out on PC and probably sell a shitload more copies?
Yeah, the only thing that would be their worry, I guess, would be like, are we going to jeopardize the sale of systems?
Yeah.
I can't see that happening. What's the? I think the worst that's going to happen is they're going to make a boatload of money.
Because the consoles themselves are probably, they're not going to make a shitload of money on each console that they sell if they want to sell them at a competitive price that people are willing to pay.
But they need the consoles out there, right, to sell the units, right? You know, it's still the console war.
Yeah, but I think. Right, people are still going to buy their consoles, that's for sure. PlayStation fans are going to buy the PlayStation 5. Xbox fans will be buying the new Xbox when they've got the money. I don't think it's going to stop anyone buying a console. Well, maybe. It might be a few consoles. But like I say, I think most of when you look at it per unit on the consoles, they're probably not actually making the money. They make it all on the software. Certainly Microsoft do. And their services. So anyway, should we move on?
Yeah, we're going to wrap up in a minute, so...
Okay. Well, back to Google Stadia briefly. They've promised more than 10 timed exclusives by July of this year.
All right, next.
We'll see. See what happens.
Stadia.
There.
We need a Stadia expert, don't we?
Well, you know, I was going to be that person, but then I looked into it, I was like, no, I ain't getting one.
That speaks volumes.
I'm not paying out for it. Well, we'll all be able to try it soon anyway, won't we? I think it's going for the free in quotes. Excuse me, version will be out for anyone to try through Google Chrome or whatever.
And then choose whatever controller you've got.
It'll be where you can run it on Google Chrome on your PC.
Okay.
And you just use whatever controller you've got on it. But obviously, excuse me, you'd have to buy a game. Probably not going to happen. A quick sort of mention for, I've not really heard anything about the last few days, but obviously Australia's been going through it pretty badly with its fires. There was a Humble Bundle available for a limited time where you could basically buy a shitload of PC games, and those are the money went to charities on Australia to help pay for all of the stuff that they're having to do. And Destiny 2, you can still buy a T-shirt on their store, which they will donate all the profits to. I can't remember which charity it says now. Where have I put that? Split between the New South Wales Rural Fire Service and WIRES, Australia's largest wildlife rescue organisation.
Cooling down koalas.
Where does it say that?
No way. I just made that up.
Wow. Well, there's actually kangaroos on the T-shirt. No koalas that I can see. Kangaroos on the T-shirt and like a very familiar destiny.
Is the kangaroo on fire?
So, I thought maybe they thought that might be in bad taste. I don't know. But, yeah.
I think it is bad taste and I'm going to burn in hell myself.
Yeah. Appropriately so. But yeah. It's been pretty awful, really, looking at what's been going on over there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
On that cheery note.
Yeah.
And the world burning. Yeah. Are you gonna...
So the last thing I've
So pick us up with a nice piece of good news at the end.
Excellent news, right? Was you looking forward to playing Cyberpunk in this
See, I should have put the Cyberpunk delay on my prediction.
There's a few here. I think that was potential predictions. They seemed a bit boring to me at the time. I was like, I could just predict all these massive games going to get delayed. But hello and behold, I think Final Fantasy VII Remake kicked this whole thing off. They started with a delay of about a month, and that was then pushed them towards where Cyberpunk was going to be. And then all of a sudden, Cyberpunk's got delayed, but quite a long way. Sort of 6 months, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one? Marvel's Avengers then got delayed again to September. Iron Man VR that no one really gives a shit about because it's on PlayStation VR. That's now delayed until May, currently. And then Dying Light 2, which some people might...
I think that's been cancelled, hasn't it? Or
no, I've heard something like that.
Indefinitely delayed.
Indefinitely postponed.
Delayed, it said. So, who knows whether that's actually going to... I don't know. Are they going to finish it?
Maybe it's like, save it for the new console. Exactly.
Suddenly, it's one of those games that, oh, fuck it, we're not going to put it on Xbox One and PlayStation. It's going to be on the new ones.
Yeah, they might be getting a decent wedge from Sony or Xbox for having it as a timed exclusive on... the new console. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
Because Dying Light, the original, was quite well received, as far as
I'm aware. Yeah, I think I don't think it was like a massive seller, probably, but
it was a really good game.
Popular with the people that actually played it. Loved it. So
Dying Light was a really good game.
Yeah. I've not played it, but.
No, I haven't played it either.
Oh, perhaps I should. I'm sure it'll be free
on
Netflix.
Yeah, you should definitely play it. Yeah, it's got really good. It's really good for parkouring all around the place, and I think the gunplay was okay. It's good.
Is that the people who made Dead Rising? Not Dead Rising.
No.
Dead Island. Is that them?
No. No, I don't think they're related.
I kind of thought it was similar, and I played Dead Island quite a lot, so that's why I didn't play Dying Light, because I thought it was...
I never felt it was similar.
Oh, okay.
But it could be perceived that way.
It's like a lot of melee combat, isn't it? First person melee combat rather than guns so much.
Yeah, who did it? Techland were the developers. Why are they important?
That sounds like...
Because they did something... Oh, they did do Dead Island. Sorry.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. So I do know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Did they do the first one and then not do the like subsequent Dead Island or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, in 2015 they released. 2011 they released Dead Island. Riptide they did in 2013. 2015 they released Dying Light. They had something to do with the Call of Juarez games, but I list of Techland video games here. Notable. Notables are there's loads of stuff I don't even know.
In the notables,
Call of Juarez in 2006.
Wow, they've been around a bit then.
Bound in Blood 2009. What was the Call of? Oh, Gunslinger.
Gunslinger.
That was good. Yeah,
I haven't played any of them.
Gunslinger.
That was
good.
The sort of game on. That was a 360 job, wasn't it? That.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a playthrough. It's not very long.
So it was games like it was a sort of a quiet period in big releases. And there was just these games came out.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, I'm going to just shut us down because we're approaching the witching hour and I have to get out of here. So I'm sorry to cut us short. And I really appreciate you guys sort of. I think we've all, in a way, actually, maybe not. Dave's been the accommodating one this weekend for all of our weird schedules. Thanks, Dave.
That's all right. It's always a pleasure to speak to you guys.
Oh, look at that. So nice. Good. Okay. All right. Well, look, then let's just wrap it up. Thanks very much for listening this week. We should be back next week. I don't think there's any reasons that we shouldn't be doing a show next week that I can think of?
I'm out for Saturday next week. I'm going to a comedy club next Saturday, so that'll be fun.
Oh, nice.
And we're in the fucking front row.
Yay!
That best make sure I'm not fucking late.
Better lose some weight before you get in. Oh, wait, where's Crockett?
I'm hoping there's someone fatter than me. I ain't that big. I mean, I'm overweight, but I'm not fucking huge.
I'm going to be fair. I've met you in the flesh, Neil. You didn't strike me as being a fat lad. So yeah.
That was a while ago, to be fair.
it was a good Christmas, wasn't it? Oh, jeez. All right. Okay, good. Well, I got to get out of here. So thanks very much for listening. And until next time, so long.
Bye.